This is Harv Aronson of the Total Sports Recall Podcast, and when I start my workday, it always begins with that morning shower. Normally, I use a liquid body wash, but recently I purchased a bar of Sterling Soap Company's handcrafted bath soap and decided to give their Deep Blue Sea handcrafted bath soap a try. Immediately, the aroma of Sterling's bath soap was obvious, and in using this soap, I felt refreshed, clean, energized, and Sterling's bath soap helped me step out of that shower with the momentum and eagerness to get my day rolling. If you want to get a refreshing wake-up call in the morning and get your busy day off to the right start, I highly recommend going to Sterling Soap Company's website and order one of their many varieties of bath soaps among other products they offer. Visit Sterling Soap Company at sterlingsoap.com. That's S-T-I-R-L-I-N-G soap.com.
This is Indian All-Stars. Every week, we break down what happened in Indian All-Stars history, the wins, the moments, and the athletes who made them happen. Here's what happened the week of March 22nd through March 28th. March 22nd, in 1943, Henry Armstrong defeats Al Tribuani by 10-round unanimous decision at Civic Auditorium in Houston, Texas. March 23rd, in 2024, Ross Anderson is inducted into the United States Ski and Snowboard Hall of Fame in Ishpeming, Michigan. In 2025, Derek Begay and his healing partner Coulter Todd win the team roping event at Rodeo Houston at NRG Stadium in Houston, Texas. March 24th, in 1944, Henry Armstrong defeats Ralph Sinelli by 10-round unanimous decision at Civic Auditorium in Houston, Texas. March 25th, in 1918, Jack Dempsey knocks out Tom Riley in the first round at the Southwest Athletic Club in Joplin, Missouri. In 1938, Henry Armstrong stops Eddie Zivic with a fourth-round technical knockout at Olympia Stadium in Detroit, Michigan. In 2018, Ethan Bear scores the first goal of his NHL career for the Edmonton Oilers at Rogers Place in Edmonton, Alberta. March 27th. In 1934, Henry Armstrong knocks out Danny Young in the first round at the Olympic Auditorium in Los Angeles. In 1942, Joe Louis stops Abe Simon at 16 seconds of the sixth round at Madison Square Garden in New York City. In 1994, Tommy Morrison defeats Brian Scott with a technical knockout at 1 minute and 37 seconds of the second round in Tulsa, Oklahoma. In 1998, Joe Hipp wins a 10-round unanimous decision over Jack Basting in Tacoma, Washington. March 28, in 1965, Billy Mills wins the Cinque Molini cross-country race in San Vittore, Olona, Italy by 30 seconds. To see the full stories, shop the merch, and support the mission, visit IndianAllStars.com. Indian All-Stars, celebrating great Native athletes past and present.
Hey there, sports history fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I hope that you enjoyed this recent episode presented by the Sports History Network and were able to learn some good old-fashioned sports history knowledge nuggets. I started the Sports History Network back in 2020 with the mission to help podcasters find a community of like-minded sports history nerds, as well as helping aspiring podcasters to start their own shows. We have a little bit over 30 shows on the network right now covering all sorts of sports history. But as far as I'm concerned, we're just at the toothpick in the ocean moment, you know that. Can't even figure it out because there's so much more coming. We wanted to create the ultimate headquarters for sports yesteryear, starting with Podcast Network and our website, but we're going to continue to move into other mediums as well. And here's the cool part, because we want you to be part of our team. So if you're interested in starting your own podcast, or maybe being a guest on one of our shows, or who knows, maybe even writing an article for us over on the website. Seriously, all you got to do is reach out to us on the contact page over at sportshistorynetwork.com. You can be as technologically savvy as a Neanderthal tapping on a stone trying to figure out this whole hieroglyphics thing back in the day. Again, it doesn't matter, because even if you don't understand the whole podcast space, we have a production team that can pretty much help you out with doing everything. All you gotta do, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com, head to the contact page, fill it out. That message goes right to me, and I'll reach out to you as soon as I can. But for now, dude, I'm through if you're through.